Cha-ching! That's the sound of a new sale when you use Shopify, the all-in-one e-commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Covering all your sales channels, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com.au/dill to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/dyl, all lowercase. Hey guys, Dill here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't.
Clubby Sports.
Yes, hello everyone. Welcome back to Dylan Friends. This week on the pod, we have a special little episode with a good friend of mine, Ollie McDonald. Now, Ollie's one of those guys I've known for like 10 years. We've been chatting online. Felt like I knew him, but for this pod, it was actually the first time we'd even met in person, which was super cool. Massive admirer of what Ollie's been able to do building his e-commerce business. And not just e-commerce, they've obviously got their stores in Western Australia as well, but it's been absolutely unbelievable how he's built this cult following and cult brand in especially Western Australia, but all over Australia, you know, designing clothes. And yeah, when we talk about building communities, loving, you know, Australian culture and all those bits and pieces around businesses, Ollie stands for all those things, making mistakes, learning from them, growing and doing something he's extremely passionate about. So when we were heading over to WA for our live show, he was the first person I hit up and wanted to do a collaboration piece with. And we're lucky enough to be teaming up on something really special coming up very soon. An Ollie/Dylan Friends t-shirt, hoodie, caps, and some more green stuff that we're doing with Ollie as well, which is going to be super sick. And you can get that if there's some stuff left when we get back from WA. We're going to be launching it over there for our live show, which we're putting on this week, actually, heading over there. So we're going over from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, from the 15th to the 18th of March, which is going to be sick. Can't wait to get over to WA and see everyone there. We've had genuinely an incredible amount of support from WA since we started the podcast and started what we're doing here. So it's been a long time in the making to get over there and repay the gratitude to all those people for that long that have been getting over there. So really excited. Das, myself, and Moff are heading over to do the collaboration with Ollie, also do our live show, Run Club, and a meet and greet. That sounds terrible. It's not really a meet and greet. I will be there and we will be meeting and greeting, but it's more of an event at Ollie's warehouse as well. And yeah, heaps of other cool shit. So if you're in WA and you want to do it, make sure you check out Dylan Friends' Instagram page. It's got our whole sort of agenda out there and everything else in between. But this podcast with Ollie, I wanted to do for a long time, chatting about our collab, chatting about his story and how Ollie's been built. And obviously we're trying to do a similar thing with Clubby Sports and Dylan Friends and more greens. And yeah, just love hanging out with dudes like this. And I'm sure he's inspired a lot of people to do it. Anyway, I'm rambling on, but I love this guy. Make sure you check out his brand, check out the pod, let us know what you think. And we'll see you in Perth, LAXX.
Hi fam, it's Dylan's mum, Deborah. This is Dylan Friends.
It's about time I sat down with my son and had a decent chat.
This is going to be rogue.
They don't actually know who I am, but when they watch me play football, I don't think many people do like me.
A tribute band, Queen, so they played two songs for
pre-game.
Us. Pre-game. Anyway.
What? So real, Dylan.
I looked down and there's this shark biting my left leg.
Joe. And I turned around and it was Kobe.
No one misses 8 weeks of footy with a jarred knee.
And I'm like, got no friends. And I thought, you know what? I cannot miss this opportunity to get on the Dill and Friends podcast.
Are we on?
We're on.
Ollie, how are you, man?
Good, mate. How are you going?
Really good. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's been a long time.
It has.
No, I don't think we've actually just realised this. Have we ever met in person?
Not face to face.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting of modern age technology, how you can sort of know someone, but
be
not
best
really.
Friends with someone.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'd say.
Yeah, neither. I was kidding.
It's interesting though, isn't it? Because I've probably known you now for, I don't actually even know how long, because we've been speaking for the last sort of few years, but I've obviously known of you for a long time, since back in 2011 when you first started.
Yeah, I think, I was just saying to you, I've listened to you chat since the early days, the first few eps at GWS. So it's been a long relationship, a few DMs sent, for sure.
Yeah.
But no, it's good to finally be here.
Mate, it's awesome. I really have admired and loved what you've done, and we've sort of grown to know each other, even just on a bit of a personal level too, with family and stuff like that too.
Yep.
Which has been really cool, and keen to chat about what we're doing later, but I thought it'd be remiss of me not to be able to get you in the studio and talk about sort of your journey, our journey, and what's sort of to come.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if you have the data from your first ever orders.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Yep.
But I...
Were you in there?
I was in there.
Fucking hell.
So, because it was 2011 or 2012.
2012.
Yep. So it was the same year that I first got picked up to go to Carlton.
Yep.
And I remember there's always been such a strong WA sort of connection with Carlton with like...
Yeah, footy boys.
Trying to remember who would have been the guys that brought it over. There was obviously like Simon White.
Yeah, David Allard.
David Allard.
Yep.
Yeah, those guys.
And those boys early on.
Mate, since then it's just been a staple in the locker room of all those players, especially Cripper.
Yeah, yeah.
Who, single-handedly, let's be completely honest, he probably was the most unfashionable player in the AFL. If he didn't have Nike and yourself looking after him.
We try to look after him, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be in a lot worse place.
Yeah, he does well, the big fella. Just put an order through the other days. So try get him kitted out as much as we can.
Has he got a sort of code that he hits you? Because I don't, from what I've sort of experienced,
yeah,
it wouldn't be sort of too much transaction.
No, we've got an agreement, but he actually, he just got some stuff the other day. Then he sent me a $1,000 Nike code. So
oh, that's beautiful.
It works two ways.
No, it's good.
With the great man.
That's fantastic, mate. Take us back. If someone hasn't sort of heard of Ollie and they've been living under a rock for the last sort of 10 or so years,
yep.
What is it? How did it come about? And yeah, how would you explain what you do?
Well, I don't like to put like tickets on myself, so I never assume that everyone sort of knows. I was thinking about this on the way here.
I know.
Knowing that I'm going to get asked about it or the story. Sort of a bit of an unassuming character, which is fucked because I got my name on. Like everyone, I reckon if you didn't know, you must think I'm an arrogant fuck. You can swear, obviously.
Sometimes, yeah.
It's just like, yeah, I basically started this as it was a bit of a uni project. But even throughout high school, it's just, I've always loved clothes and like, it's not like the looking good, but I like being a bit individual and I like wearing stuff that maybe other people don't wear. And that's not in the sense that I wear whack stuff, like not a fashionista in that sense, but I just like to wear nice things and not be sort of wearing the same things as everyone else. So yeah, started in high school making things for myself, then for mates, and I guess just sort of, I'm not a businessman in terms of like when I was a kid being like, by this age, I want to be this, or like, I'm not really a goal setter even, but just sort of decided at one point that uni wasn't for me about a week in and just thought I'd take a gap year and see what happened. And
what were you studying?
Fine art of all things. So very broad. It's like, I don't know, it's tricky, I reckon, if you're at school and you're 15 and you're already getting asked what you want to be until you're 65 or whatever. So I always loved art, like drawing, and then clothes as well. So always just thought that those two could go together, make t-shirts and sort of see how it goes. But yeah, early days, obviously it was slow, but I think starting it early helped, given that you don't have those overheads and stuff, still living at mum and dad's house and that sort of thing. So yeah, it's sort of just grown from there.
It's a great point that you allude to. And I suppose like we've had, you know, similar, it's really cool. People always ask me like with chatting to people, stories are so different, but they're so similar in each way. Like, you know, it could be sport, it could be clothing, it could be business, like whatever it is, it's all the same shit. Like really, it really is. Like it's just giving a crack, finding opportunities when you can, all bits and pieces. But I think someone asked me the other day, and this is a question I have for you because I think it's, I want to get your perspective on it. Because I love what you're doing. I love how it is. And you see now so many people starting clothes business or podcasts or whatever it is. And you know, how old are you now? 29, 30?
29. Yeah, 30 the end of the year.
30 this year.
Yeah.
And you run a really, you know, great, successful business. You love what you're doing. But I think there's a point where people go like, how do you turn something that's a side hustle into a full-time thing?
Yeah.
Like, do you remember back then starting, going like, all right, I'm doing this thing out of my parents' house. You know, I've studied fine art. Obviously, you are responsible for a lot of the illustrations and design.
Yeah.
You know, assuming you're printing on just sort of like blank
but yeah,
AS color t-shirts then, or something. And then to go, well, how do you then look at the margins and learn all this bit and pieces to then somewhat get it into a full-time thing.
There's so much to it, isn't there?
There's so much.
It's like, but I think, and you say it a lot, like just have a crack. Because everyone, you know, you talk to people and they're all waiting for like the perfect time and for everything, whether that be work or start a family or whatever it may be. I think it's all a bit the same. Is like you just have a crack, do it, and then you just work it out as you go. Because if you wait for like the perfect time to do anything, that probably doesn't exist, and you can find like an excuse like why not to start. And it's probably going to be shit, like in terms of business at the start. But like there's only one way to go from there. As long as you've got a bit of ticker to like get up and go again, then you're best off just cracking in. Because like you're not going to have the answers to like how do you deal with whatever it may be, accounting stuff or registering a business or all the legality shit, whatever it may be. And I think especially starting a business when you're young, I think is beneficial because you're just like, oh, well, if it doesn't work out. Because I understand like people now, if I was my age now, like I've got three kids, I probably wouldn't find it that easy to just have a crack and
start. There's a lot more risks involved. You've got people to look after. And
I understand like just saying have a crack and do it isn't that helpful to someone who might be like 30 and have responsibilities and stuff. But in a way, it doesn't mean like drop everything and just do that. But have a crack in terms of just start doing something, whether it's like producing music or clothing or a podcast, just start is my sort of main thing.
Yeah, I love it. I think you'll always find time for the things that are important.
Yeah.
And that's a truth. And it's a funny question because to this day, like everyone's on this, there's no real time to even go that full-time route. Like I still remember it being such a risk when I did it. And it came sort of back, I was on this podcast last week. I don't really do podcasts because I get sick of my own voice talking on my own shows, let alone other people's.
Yeah.
But he asked me that question. It's made me sort of think about it a lot.
Yeah.
And I've got other things on in my life at the moment. Like I've got this golf thing that I'm super passionate about.
Yeah.
I've got squatting that I'm really passionate about. Yeah. And the squatting and the golf probably aren't where I want them to be at the moment.
Yeah.
But what I thought about was, like, well, where do I put my time?
Yeah, yeah.
And what thing gets the most value out of it? And it's like, if 90% of my time or 80% of my time goes into Dylan Friends, well, 80% of my, like, revenue or my growth will come out of that.
Yeah.
If I'm only putting 5% into more greens or 3% into my squatting, well, I'm probably only going to get 3% out of it. So I think it's like if you break it down nearly into your life and where you want to put your energy, and like this is really hard, like especially we've been chatting as well about like family and stuff like that, you've got to fork time out for that. You've only got 100% of your time, so you've got to work out where, percentage wise, it's actually a really cool exercise to do, and work out where you want to do it. And if things don't fit, you got to fuck them off.
Well, I legit went for a run with my little cousin yesterday, which is talking about this whole thing, which is philosophical, and I love it because it's just like, if you know, people that have got goals of being certain, like fitness and whatever, and like, but then you don't realize that that's at the cost of whatever it may be. When you've got a family, that's like, if you're putting time into exercising 2 hours a day, that's well and good and you're fit as, but you're obviously not spending that time with your family, or you're not on top of your work or something. So finding that balance is key. And for me at this point in terms of business is like having the right people around that like you're not sort of trying to do everything. And admitting fault and being like you said, like, I can't actually do X, Y, and Z. I'm not going to be able to do those things. So, like, someone else can do them. They might not do them exactly how you do it or whatever, but you kind of got to sit on your hands a bit and realize that if you want to spend time doing other stuff, no matter what it is, that, you got to sort of put trust in people to kind of step up
and
do those things.
What's something that you've had to stop doing that you wanted to do, but you were like, I can't do time for this anymore?
An easy one off the top of my head is like a lot of the illustrations at work. And it's like a combo of things, like for me as like a
like boss, that's why you got into it, right?
Yeah, well, that's the bit that I like the most. Like I don't love the Excel spreadsheets and the business stuff, but that's what you actually have to do. So I'd love to design every day, draw, but that's something that I've had to sort of give responsibility to other people. But as much as I don't love that I don't get to do that, I do like sort of getting to see other people have a crack and thrive as well. Because, like, as a, I don't really like the word boss, but as someone who's organizing a lot of that, like, it is a good feeling to see other people do it well, sort of get the reward of obviously people buying it and liking it. Like, I like to see that. So I think that wouldn't work if I was someone that was like craved the recognition or whatever. Like, I get a lot out of other people sort of doing well.
Yep.
So that, but that's, yeah, it has been a hard one to start with. But I'm a control freak too. So anything in the business that I tend to be like, no one else can do that. Like, only I can do that. No one will do it as good as me or whatever. But you realize once you palm it off, like, oh, fuck, they're actually better than me at doing that. Mm-hmm. Probably should have done that ages ago. Even like the Instagram, I'm the only one with the login.
Yeah.
I was talking about that before. And I, that's a hell tricky one, which sounds like hell lame, I reckon.
Because you want to be communicating with people? Or?
Yeah, I've always tried to interact with people. And the way I like try and write, like even captions or reply to people, is like personable. So to try to get my personality through in that way, and hopefully being be seen as like a, it's not a brand with a face, because obviously like it's already got my name on it, but hopefully people then know a bit more about me or all that sort of thing. And if think if there's multiple people logged in, they that would be tricky.
Yeah, mate, I've had the same chat with our team as well, because I've found this sort of conundrum at the moment on that sense of I would like genuinely want to reply to every single message we get from me, an email, but it's then impossible. It's like, it's genuinely impossible. Yeah. So I'm like, is it good to reply to a few in your tone and at least you can get to them, but then you're a fuckwit to everyone else?
Yeah.
Or do we just get back to everyone else as quick as we can? And I think I'd rather try and have someone at least helping with the messages as well. Not pretending to be anyone, but like just being like, you know, corresponding with everyone. Cause like the community is so important. So you want to be there first and foremost for everyone, which is, yeah, it's something we're working on at the moment. It's been a big one for us. I have a thought about the thing too, cause I want to make this point clear. This is my opinion anyway, is around, you know, we're talking about time and stuff like that. And I think that's a luxury that people have once you've probably found your niche.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like, you're like, I'm really passionate about something, but how do I then fit in other things around my life?
Yeah.
There's probably a step before that in being in work and business and whatever, again, it's sport or anything. I think that there is this word like comfort or, I can't remember the word we're using before. It's used, I use it all the time, but I've tried to stop. balance.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that word
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, I was about to say I fucking hate
it. I hate that word. It's no such thing. And I'm so guilty of maybe in those first 30 episodes you're talking about, just this throwaway line that people say, you got to have balance with your life. It's like, you know what? Sometimes you don't have to have balance with your life.
Yeah.
And you have to switch off the squatting, the golf, the friends and family, the thing, not when you have kids, but obviously like friends and family when you're a bit younger or whatever it is. And you have to go 100% into something to then get to the next stage.
Even it is friends like... So my wife, Phoebe, she's a director of the company as well. We're own it together, have since, but almost like since we met, it's just been like your person sort of thing.
You met
in like
romantically?
20, yeah, not in work, but in 2016, to be honest, the business was fucked at that point. Like,
yeah, wow.
Had a few good years early on, but same sort of thing, you find your feet and, or don't, and you, like I wasn't on top of everything, and she really like, able to come in and sort of I guess fix it like big time, but also be like as a partner really understanding when it comes to like timings and like you know, talk about chapters and where you're at with work and stuff, because realistically like in December for us it's so busy that you don't have that luxury of time and you also if you want to get something out of it like you have to go hard and you have to be working, but like thankfully she's super like obviously we run it together, she understands it, so like having that person that supports it and knows that like November, December sort of have to work the whole time, long days, miss out on lots of family stuff and that sort of thing, but it's not held against you or anything, you're not resented for it, because it's like that is the chapter that we're in. One day maybe I won't have to if the business is sort of runs itself, or I don't really see how that works. You know, when people talk about getting to that point at some stage, but yeah, I think balance is a tricky one. But same thing is like during January, February, I tried to take then a few weeks off or whatever. Not that it's going to make up for the time that you miss or from working, but there's balance, like that word, in that you try offset it, but it's not the same because you don't get time back. But that's
you're
part
making
of,
up for it.
It's part of running a business as well. Like you can't boohoo cry about it because it's hard and that's what it is.
If I think a really interesting sort of point as well, and I'm just thinking about that message earlier about like advice to people that want to get in this space or vice versa. And I always say to the guys that come and work here, like I'm so grateful that they've taken the risk to start working for like a startup or like a small brand. But also, I also think they're really fortunate not to be working for us or anyone.
Yeah.
But working with a small business, you get to literally have such a bigger experience of like how a business works. Like you'll play multiple hats.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do multiple things. You can learn. And if the business goes well, you learn. And if the business goes shit, you learn. And then you can leave and go somewhere else. Yeah. So you're learning, you're just constantly learning.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've had a lot of people, you know, over the time working for you and your team. What do you think stands out for you when you work with young people? And is there people that you've worked with at Ollie that have sort of like started with you and sort of stayed on or gone on to do other things or anything like that?
Yeah, we have like a real diverse crew.
Yeah.
I think within our, I think we've got about maybe close to 20 people at the moment. So it's always, things are growing and people come and go, never in a bad way either. Like they go on to do other things in life, like lots of come on as 17-year-olds or whatever. Yeah. But we have had definitely like Jamie, who works for us as like our operations manager now, like started, he was my cousin's boyfriend and started as like a 15, 16-year-old working in the shop. And now, whatever it may be, 5 or 6 years later is like doing a pretty big dog job as a warehouse operations manager, like handling all of our stock, handling staff and all that sort of things. Like it's not what he's previously had experience in doing, but he's sort of molded into that. But I think the key with running a business is having people that want to have responsibility and like want to wear more than one hat, because they're valuable to you. Because someone who wants to come and just do sort of one thing and is sort of happy doing it eventually wants to do something else. But other people want responsibility and they want to like grow with the business rather than just like just be there for it.
Yeah.
Like it's another job. I think at startups, you probably, that doesn't work. Like it's not a job where everything's sorted and you go and you know what you're doing and whatever. Like I think people from the outside must think all businesses like have big plans and have it all sorted and whatever, but not sure what it's like here, but every day you're sort of throwing a bit of a curveball and have to figure it out. And especially with when you got lots of staff, like figuring out what everyone's doing and what those moving parts are doing.
Man, it's just problem solving.
Yeah.
Like I was telling you last night, I don't think I've ever or we've ever not fucked up an order.
Yeah.
Like every time we had a Morgreens drop last night and I was like, this is the first time, thank God, like we're going to get it. We've checked everything. Prices are on. You know, I've done like uploaded prices, no prices before. I've uploaded like tax on everything, had to refund everyone, had like just the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
And last night again, I had this code and it just fucking didn't work and had to like update everything this morning. So it is just genuinely just working it out.
It's fucking hard. You can't, but you can't test that stuff either. Like once it's live.
You probably can.
Can you?
I don't know.
Well, I like genuinely like get pretty anxious every Monday. Today we have a new release every Monday. So every week.
How do you get them so planned out? That's crazy. How far in advance are you working for drops?
So like a year.
A year.
Yeah. So it's like, it's a lot of work. That's the thing. It's like, and it's hard to sit in and like celebrate stuff because you'd like the drop happens and you're like, all right, next week.
Next week.
And all the bits you got to tick off, like saying, getting products ready and just the stock and everything that goes along with it, photo shoots, planning out that stuff.
If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify, the e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL, all lowercase.
It's fucking
hectic. Like, I'm just curious now, because obviously with Clubby and Morgreens that we're trying to do, like, how do you do a lot of your photo shoots, web stuff? Like, do you get that all sort of done in-house as well?
So Tenzin does, like, all of our photography stuff.
Yep.
He's been doing it for years now. So he's got it down to a fine art and such a weapon with how he sort of operates. But We sort of like do our e-com stuff in batches. So like it, we'll try have a month or two ready at a time.
Yeah.
So we shoot all that. And then sort of the location shoots or flat lay stuff is done sort of weekly. And we try to get that done like 3 weeks before release. So even though we're working so far ahead, we're actually not like, we couldn't release a product that's a year away now.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's like trying to be organized and tick it all off. And then, yeah, everything else that goes with the socials and like we're talking about TikTok and all the stuff, trying to be on top of that.
That's crazy, man, because it's, I've, you know, entering this world and it's come from a world with podcasting where it's like, you know, we record a pod and next week we put it out. So you sort of get that, you do the work
instant
and you see
gratification.
It. Whereas the stuff that, you know, we're working on at the moment, which is your life, like we're working on stuff for the next year and like we can see it and it's there, but it's just not here yet. And then you release it and you're like, oh, fuck. Like,
the bit I struggle with is when you're working so far ahead is like you'll be working something, you're really keen on it, and then by the time you release it, you're like,
I never
like
it.
Is anyone going to like?
Yeah, I know.
Well, you've looked at it so many times. It's probably like editing or whatever.
I feel like it's like a music, someone with music. So like, imagine like they make the song, they sing it, they perfect it, then they release it, hits number one, they tour it for 15 years. Like they would probably... But they do. I'm pretty sure like most of them hate the most of their songs before they even get them out there.
Yeah, it is hard. That's the tricky bit. If you could make something, then drop it, like while you've got that keen interest for it, then it does. That's why some of the fast turnaround, like collabs or stuff.
Yeah.
They seem to, maybe they have a different feeling because you're actually really keen on it. Not to say that I hate stuff.
No, of course. It's just a different feeling.
It's just like anything. It's like if you had the same dinner every night for a week, it's the same sort of thing. Yeah.
The planning as well, which is, you know, incredible. Like you've given me a lot of advice on stuff too, but around, it's just so much more goes into online e-com apparel than people think, or it's maybe like they know it, but it just, you don't think about it in terms of like getting the product, designing the product. Screen printing.
Yeah.
Then there's like custom stuff you're trying to do, packaging, photos, websites. Do you do much like ads?
We actually only started doing paid ads like through Instagram and Facebook maybe 2 years ago.
Wow.
But until then it was all organic stuff.
Yeah, that's
which
awesome.
I think is important as well, when you're starting. Because even
you don't rely on the ads.
Well, even now you notice like if we publish an ad for something that organically did fuck all, like it doesn't mean just because you get it in front of more people that it's going to be really popular.
Yeah.
So things obviously that do well organically
do well.
Once you do an ad for it, do really well. So it's hard because if you're starting out, like you probably want to try, obviously test it organically, work out what works, and then you can pump it through ads or do other things. But even still, we don't do a lot of ads. Got a budget and try to stick to it, but don't do anything crazy.
Mm. That's good advice. We need to look into that. Probably a next year thing, but I think the organicness stuff is great as well, just to get the community humming.
Yeah.
Have you gotten any anecdotes or like stories around biggest sort of lessons that you've had over the time, or biggest sort of like pivotal moments of, you know, could be a major fuck up, could be a major win?
Yeah. There's some bad, like there's bad ones.
Yeah.
Obviously, and I always get like, fuck, have people heard me say this already? And they're going to hear it and be like, shut the fuck up. But like the obvious ones that I've probably said before is like early days, using AS Color, thought I had it figured out, would just do custom blanks, spent every cent that I had on, I think it was like maybe a $20,000 order of blanks. And this is while I'm still like living at home, not sort of doing anything. The samples were wicked, and then I got them and they were fucked. They were like so shit. They were like long line, drop tail, like just not actually what I even ordered, hell thin. But at that point, like I couldn't, the guy went missing that I was dealing with, like no replies. It took forever to get there as well. So I just had to drop, like release them. And this is in like maybe 2015. 3 years in, and like I remember getting emails from people being like, what's with the DSTs or whatever, and just crushing because you're just like, actually I can't do anything about it. I have to just sell some of it so that I can buy more like AS Color stock and get back to what we want to do. And some of them were long sleeve and like at the time, muscle tees were big.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do, yeah. So are they like, out?
Oh, shit. No, no. Let's bring them back.
Moth loves muscle tees.
Look good in one.
Yeah.
But then, like, so we were, like, fucking cutting long sleeves up, making muscle tees, just, like, doing anything to try salvage, like, something. And I remember just thinking, like, this could be it. Like, I don't know if we can come back from this.
Mm.
But we, yeah, managed to do it. But I'm not proud of that sort of era. But obviously that was actually still trendy at the time because they were selling. But that's a bad one. Financial-wise, like not being set up correctly for like paying tax and things like that. I don't know what happened, but in the first couple of years, like we must have done all right. And then I ended up having like a 50 grand tax bill. And just at the time, obviously, you're reinvesting all the money back into hell shit tees like those ones and stuff like that.
Drop necks.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. So then, yeah, I ended up having to do like tax, like a payment plan to try and pay that off over a year and that sort of thing. And even that was scary, like 19, trying to figure out how to do that. So I think they were all early, but then to be honest again, like Phoebe's coming on was like someone who probably could challenge me in terms of like being a bit more planned.
Yeah.
Because I like there's just been points where I'm probably a bit casual with it, or not anymore, but was, and you'd just be like, what do you actually want to do though? Like what's the picture? Like what do you want to do with this? And so when I actually had to think about that, it's like, true, I can't just like fuck around and hope it works out, and I'm always a bit bright-sided in terms of like it'll all work out and it'll be sweet. So once she came on board, managed to like did like a budget and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember like typing it out and being like, oh shit, in 2 weeks I've got no money, and if things don't change or that sort of thing, like deep in red. So once we sort of had that figured out, it got better and sort of stayed on top of it. But to be honest, it wasn't really till like COVID, just before COVID, that we started doing like well or well enough. We had like 2 employees at the time. And then since then, it's sort of the last few years have just been where we've seen the growth.
It's crazy, I guess. And that's what, like, how long did it take to sort of get to that stage?
Yeah, that's the thing. It takes, what, 7 years or something more. So it's like, yeah, people obviously, see where things are now, and there's obviously still room for growth and stuff, but it does take ages to see any sort of reward for effort.
Those the financial stuff, I'd say, then, like, that's something that I've, you know, I'm not a numbers guy. Dropped out of maths in year 10.
Nice.
But it's like the biggest thing that I've had to just upskill myself on, because if you don't know your numbers, you don't know anything, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we all just work on like that plan of worst case, 3 months, what do we need in the bank or something like that to get us through.
Yeah.
Which I'm definitely trying to be a bit pushing positive, but always knowing I've got that in the there to like help us.
Yeah. And you actually, as much as like I say, I don't care about it or whatever, you have to know it and be aware of it. Because especially when, like, for if you got 20 staff that rely on you, it's a bit different. When I think that's the thing, when it was just me, the worst thing that could happen is it just doesn't work out.
Yeah.
I go back to uni or whatever. But now it is, we're well on top of that stuff because, like, you can't actually.
Do you zero?
Yeah.
You're a zero guy?
Yeah.
Zero's the best, man.
You zero. And actually, like, as much as before I said, like, I'd prefer to be doing drawing than Excel spreadsheets. I love Excel spreadsheets.
Reconciling.
Yeah, I love being like just on top of it.
It gives you confidence that you know what's happening. And that's like the biggest thing. It's not like I don't necessarily love doing it, but it's like when you do it, you feel good. Then you're like, okay, I can focus on the shit that I need to worry about.
Yeah, and I'm bad for that too. Like overthinking about stuff, like even your emails or whatever, being like, fuck, I'm not on top of that. Whatever it is. And then you end up being like, all right, I'm going to sit down and do it. It's going to be the hardest task ever. And then like 20 minutes later, it's done.
Yeah,
like, fuck, I should have just done that ages ago.
Mate, I've got, like, I hate this with my phone at the moment.
I go.
And this happened to you, unfortunately, last
Yeah, thanks for that.
I got 22 voicemails, which I don't even want to listen to them because I don't even know why I have a voicemail, to be honest.
So what were you, if you're like me, will you just put it off and then at one point you just go and listen to all of them?
Put it off till I have a mental breakdown, then I'll start going through them.
That's what I do.
Yeah. To be completely honest.
Yeah.
Now, I try and schedule batch days.
Yeah.
Where, like, for an example,
admin days.
So, like, if I know I've got that, I just schedule in like an hour.
Yeah.
And I go through all my flagged emails, all my messages, and all my voice messages.
I got caught out by, because, so we've, had twins like 6 or 7 months ago. Which is crazy, but Phoebe's like, she used to do all of, she did all of my emails and like would just pretend to be me.
Yep.
So she had her own, she's doing all the actual business stuff, doing all the accounting, all that. And then she would do all my emails and like talk to people as if it's me. And then like she would just write down a list and at night would just say, all right, this person got in contact with you and this is what you said, sort of run me through it. But since she's been off with the twins, I've had to like be back on doing that. And she saw the other day I just had like 40 flagged emails. Because in my head, that's sorted.
Yeah.
Like I flagged.
I've read them.
I know
they're
important.
They know that they're there.
Yeah. but I haven't got back to them. But
yeah.
Then, yeah, that's the thing. And then all of a sudden I'll get stressed and just go and reply to all of them.
Yeah.
But I've started handballing that off to Jamie and other people at
work.
Yeah,
that's great.
Which feels fucking good.
Yeah. I need to do that. Hey, let's speak about Perth.
Yes.
I haven't been to WA for a while.
Yeah.
I miss it.
When was the last time you were there for footy?
No, it would have been, I reckon I was there for Christmas, like in, oh, it must have been like 2018.
Right.
Yeah. So been a while.
Yep.
No, 2017. Love Perth. Keen to get back. We're obviously heading over doing the live show, the collab with Ollie and Dylan Friends, which I really appreciate you having us on, man. It's going to be cool.
Oh, mate. Pleasure. Yeah.
Dream come true for me and hopefully you too.
Yep, big time.
So we've got the tee. We've got two tees.
Might have three and a hood.
You know what I just realised? We're wearing the exact same kit. Like...
Good Lord.
Like, we're literally both wearing the same kit.
Yeah, that wasn't planned.
No, that wasn't planned. You had a jacket on, but it's 40 degrees here.
Yeah.
You bought these sick tees over, which is absolutely sick. Weekend with friends, Dylan, Ollie. We're at the golf one, and we had some hoodies and tees and caps.
I'm working on a couple of other ones.
These style? We've got the other style.
Hopefully, if they come in time.
Yeah.
We have a container that's going to arrive, so some new jumpers and stuff.
Yeah,
printing. Get you on the print.
Definitely. I'm going to come in. So we're flying in Friday morning. I'm going to come do that with you then.
Yep.
Have you got that sheet there, Moff, of what we're doing? Oh, I've got it here. Sorry, I've got it. Friday morning, getting in, coming to Ollie, printing the tees.
Yep.
Friday night, we're still trying to work out what goes off on a Friday night in Perth. Where should we?
Fuck. Wrong person.
OBH or something. And we get down to Moff?
Sounds good to me.
Saturday morning, we're going run clubby.
Yep.
Live show Saturday night. Sold out in under 30 minutes.
Quick.
Yeah. We unfortunately couldn't get another live event on, but to make up for that, on Sunday midday-ish, we'll let everyone know on socials as well, we're going to have a session at Ollie's factory.
Yeah, we'll do it at the warehouse.
Yeah, we'll do it at the warehouse. Bit of a pop-up. Have some... Moff wants some... he wants some paella. Yeah, I had some paella there.
I did not say
he's a massive paella
this
guy.
Is still.
He loves paella.
That can be sorted.
We've got some shelter beers.
Still.
Yep.
And do you want to DJ Moff as well?
I'd love to learn the ropes. You're saying one of the boys.
Yeah, Joe's pretty keen to have the deck set up.
Moff reckons he's better than Joe.
I don't.
off camera, I was saying that. But no, that I reckon that's a good plan. We have some music.
Yeah.
Some beers and people will love that.
What do we do if we can't get paella? Like, we'll
Moff.
Mate, this is all coming from Gil. Gil has been talking about paella because we're kind of brainstorming this the other week.
So if you can't get paella, will you be upset or you're okay with
that? I'll be happy with anything. I'll be happy to be there. It's going to be a great time.
Any secondary sort of food you'd like other than paella?
I don't have anything for you right now on the spot.
Moff loves paella for some reason. I'm not sure.
Are you back on the meat?
I am a flexitarian in a sense. Hey, because your mate and friend of the show, Jibba's Hot Sauce.
Yes.
Just sent in some of the best hot sauce.
Fucking good.
Mate, it's unbelievable. I've been going hard at the tropical habanero.
Yes.
Really yummy.
I think I have some. Yeah, I have some more for you when you're over.
Yeah, grouse. Yeah, yeah. I've been, just drinking it from the bottle, which has been lovely. So big shout out to Jibba. He's a great man. And then, yeah, we'll do the event and see what happens there.
Yep.
Let's not put limits on it.
Nah, and it's your birthday that weekend.
It's my actual birthday then as well. Saturday night's my birthday, 31.
Fuck.
Live show, so all your friends are coming down to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, couldn't get up a birthday, so I just thought I'd
have an
event. Yeah. My mum's actually going to be over as well, which is nice.
Genuinely, is there people pissed off that they can't come?
Oh, it's been bloody tough because we had so many people wanting to come to the event. So if you didn't make it to the live show, definitely get down to the run club or come Sunday to the event. There, we're just gonna have beers and we'll put the footy on and paella and.
You normally get a big turnout down there. I saw Boxing Day.
Oh, it's video. Actually nuts.
Yeah. That was crazy.
That's similar thing where like, even for this, I don't want to say, yeah, it's going to be huge, busy or whatever. Mm. You don't want to just put tickets on yourself.
I'm nervous. Mate, every event we do,
you reckon people will actually come?
Every event we do, I have an inkling that someone's just bought all the tickets and they're going to like, no one's going to rock up and they're just like laughing.
Yeah. No, I feel like that. Because usually, yeah, Boxing Day this year, we usually do
that was crazy.
Shop,
yeah.
We're like, let's do it at the warehouse. We'll probably get half as many people, but logistically, it's much easier for us to not have to move stock and that.
Yeah.
And it was fucked. It was about four times bigger than anything we've done at the store. And I feel like, yeah, this, like a Sunday session, you'll probably get a good turnout.
Hopefully get
people
some
want to meet you.
Bit of paella, a bit of beers and moss
be
on
fun.
The decks.
No, it'll be good arvo, everyone just hanging around. And
I'm looking forward to a swim in Perth as well.
Where are you staying?
I'm staying in Cottesloe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Scarborough.
Scarborough, maybe. Yeah. One of those. Yeah, where... yeah, it's going to be sick. So I'm really excited. Me, Moff and Das coming over. Obviously, the Garlic crew with Kick It Forward.
Yeah,
we'll get those boys hopefully there too. Xavier Ellis is coming to the live event. Is he the man over there?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed he started following me on Instagram. Did you tell him to do that?
Oh, probably. You know, he wasn't following you.
Nah.
Bullshit.
But felt good.
Yeah, okay.
Blue tick.
Yeah. Oh, well, definitely. He must be after something.
Yeah, fuck. That's next.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, I'm so excited for it. Genuinely pumped. We'll get some photos out of the content that we've got going too. But yeah, really excited. We've got the vlog coming. I'm just pretty pumped to get over. It's one of those things too. We looked at it, and just to be completely transparent, a part of like my philosophy is I just want to do cool shit and do as much fun things and collaborate with cool people.
Yep.
And sort of did the numbers reversed. Didn't do a budget for the trip and I was like, I don't think this is actually viable at all, but it's going to be a good time. So let's just have fun. Yeah.
Let's sell some shirts.
I think we'll just have a lot of fun while we're over there.
100%.
And make some memories.
Yeah, I reckon. Are you planning on like doing ones in other states and stuff?
Yeah, so we've got Gather Round in Adelaide as well.
Yep.
And then I'd love to do something later. Oh, we've got the Gold Coast Marathon in July. And then I'd love to do something in Sydney at some stage this year too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Map it out.
Awesome. Ollie, thanks so much, man. First time of many to get you in here, and we should keep linking up. I suppose there's a lot more we can get going over the bit. This is just the beginning.
Yep. Oh, that sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, brother.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. If you like this episode and you're looking for something else to listen to next, I've added a link in the show notes to another episode that I think you will love. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Dylan Friends, on TikTok at Dylan Friends, and if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@dylanfriends.com. And we'll chat to you soon. IllyXX, thank you so much. If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify, the e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL, all lowercase.